This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, October 6th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Skywatch TV's next virtual conference is just 1 month away. We've got details on that coming before the end of this program. Topic number 5 today, gender wars. This is a strange story from Burlington, Vermont, where female high school athletes have been banned from their own locker room after they dared to complain to school officials about the inappropriate behavior of a biological male teammate who identifies as trans. This conflict began in the girls' volleyball team at Randolph High School in Burlington after a trans team member was allowed into the girls' locker room, where he began to make comments that made the girls uncomfortable. So despite the school's rather aggressive policies defending the preferences of trans students, the girls made a formal complaint about the formal locker room arrangement. But rather than taking them seriously or establishing practical measures like setting aside a special place for the trans student to change clothes, the girls were banned from the girls' locker room instead and hinted that bullying and harassment charges could follow. This bizarre twist. Now, the girls, at least 10 of them on the girls' volleyball team, have to take turns changing in a single stall bathroom while the trans student, the boy, is allowed free rein of the girls' locker room. School boards have been proving consistently hostile to parental concerns about trans students here while using intimidation tactics to promote this radical transgender agenda through our school systems. This is coming right from the top. I mean, the federal government, its Department of Education, using Title IX funds as a club to bully school districts, even in small rural parts of America, to go along with this this agenda in this name of so-called equity. Officials have essentially created a special designation for people who identify as trans. I mean, this is far beyond concerns of equal treatment. Entire school policies and functions are now devoted towards appeasing the tiny portion of the American population that identifies as trans, regardless of the impracticality of their demands or privacy concerns for students who just don't want to share a locker room with someone of the opposite gender, and parents who dare raise concerns, as we know, have been targeted for investigation, not just by school boards, but by the FBI. Such a large societal shift on behalf of a small percentage of the population cannot possibly end well. It's not rational. It's not rational, which leads to the inescapable conclusion that it is spiritual instead of rational. No scientific basis, no biological basis for this. It is spiritual in the spirit of the age, in Nana, the ancient gender-fluid goddess of carnality and violence. She does not tolerate dissent. Topic number 4, go Army. That kind of leads to this next story. The U.S. Army, along with all other branches of the military, except the Air Force, continuing to fall short of recruitment goals this year. The Army reports a loss of over 15,000 new troops so far in 2022, while the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force entering the next fiscal year with far fewer locked-in recruits than usual. Questions are rising about the reasons behind the steep decline in recruitment. I think it's pretty obvious. The military has been comprised of about 70% conservative or independent politically troops with views ranging from middle of the road and libertarian to religious Republican. When you got 7 out of 10 soldiers coming from that group, the vast majority do not vote Democrat. And yet, from 2021 onward, there's been a change in the way recruits relate politically to the armed forces because there's a change in the way the military is advertising. The still image on the screen from a cartoon that was used by the U.S. Army to target the LGBT community. The Army in particular now notorious for one of the worst recruitment campaigns in history, a series of cartoon ads that promote woke politics, which led to widespread distrust among conservatives of the military overall and the Army in particular. Again, and then on top of that, you've got generals being very open about their desire to root out white rage and promoting critical race theory and other woke ideology. So suddenly you're taking 70% of your recruitment base and turning them off with your recruitment message and the political focus of the military, and now wondering why you're not getting new recruits. It's also interesting to note this week we learned that the very first openly transgender active duty U.S. Army officer was just caught betraying the United States by sharing medical secrets of personnel with Russia. Now, that may have nothing at all what to do with the identification of the officer, but maybe it's not a good idea to let somebody who is dealing with a psychological issue, spiritual issue, into a position of authority within the United States military. Just a thought. Anyway, add to the fact that Joe Biden made a man, Rachel Levine, who identifies as a woman and supports gender affirmation, gender reassignment surgery for minors, into a 4-star admiral. You begin to see why the military is having difficulty reaching its recruitment goals right now. Topic number 3, the economy, specifically real estate. Home prices here in the United States fell by a large margin in August, while inventory levels have stalled. This is according to a recent analysis by mortgage analytics firm Black Knight. Median home prices declined by 0.98% in August after falling 1.05% in July. July and August, the largest one-month price declines since January of 2009, which was the height of the subprime mortgage crisis. An average home buyer can expect to pay about 25% more for a home in the current market than when compared to 2021. But experts are saying if you need to buy a home, just make really sure the investment is worthwhile, because prices right now inflated due to inflation and rising interest rates, thanks to the Federal Reserve's attempt to try to clamp down on inflation. Topic number 2, slippery slope. When the Supreme Court ruled in favor of same-sex marriage in the Obergefell v. Hodges case, the dissenting justices asked what was next on the slippery slope into immorality. And one of their primary concerns was polygamy or polyamory. In fact, Chief Justice Roberts, in his dissent, wrote, "Although the majority randomly inserts the adjective 'two' in various places, it offers no reason at all why the two-person element of the core definition of marriage may be preserved while the man-woman element may not." End quote. In other words, what Justice Roberts was saying is, look, if we're going to do away with the definition of marriage, you can't just say, okay, it's still two people. I mean, why? There's no basis for this. If you're going to do away with the traditional definition of marriage, one man, one woman, why not then three people, or say five people and a lizard? And of course, progressives laughed at this, said they're just shouting at the sky is falling, this will never happen, except that now it has. In the state of New York, a judge just ruled in favor of a polyamorous relationship in regards to rent control, using Obergefell as a precedent, and in fact, even citing Judge Roberts' dissent as part of his rationale. It's the case of West 49th Street LLC v. O'Neill. It involved three men who were in a relationship. Two were legally married but living apart. The third man was part of the relationship. One of the men died. The other two wanted to keep the rent control, the lease, at the previous rate, which was well below market value in New York City. The landlord wanted to raise rent to get it up to market value, of course, but in the end, judge ruled in favor of the thruple, and I wish I was inventing that word, but I'm not. Bizarre sexual things have been happening between humans for millennia. That's why there's so many parts of the book of Leviticus you want to be careful about reading out loud with children in the room, but the reason they're in the Bible is because God is saying, no, we don't do these things. In fact, I'm getting rid of the Amorites from Canaan in front of you, Israelites, because they do these things. So the Supreme Court was correct, the dissenting justices, when they said, look, if we do away with the biblical definition of marriage, Katie, bar the door, because there really is no justification for limiting now marriage to two people. And according to the state of New York, that is now the case. Marriage is no longer limited to just two people. Coming up, the softer side of the Mayans. That's next on 5 and 10.
The gods that ruled the ancient pagan world have been restrained for ages. But now, the time of their return has finally come, and they are angry. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Return of the Gods collection. When you order Jonathan Gahn's explosive new book, The Return of the Gods, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the Jonathan Gahn collection on DVD and the never-before-released video entitled Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Jonathan Gahn is back with his most explosive book ever to reveal the ancient mysteries that have been playing out in our modern world, which all signaled the return of the gods. In this stunning book, you will uncover the mystery of the House of Spirits and how it affects an entire nation. Mysteries linked to the exact dates of pivotal Supreme Court decisions. The sign of the gods from ancient Mesopotamia that has now appeared in America. How ancient mythology has played out scene by scene on the streets of New York City. And the identity of the dark trinity of gods that have infiltrated America, such as the Possessor, the Enchantress, and the Destroyer, and so much more. Also included in this must-have collection, Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Join Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia as he sits down with groundbreaking author Derek Gilbert to present the brand new nearly two-hour DVD that systematically breaks down how to understand what the gods in the Bible are and what their place in Christianity is. In this instructional guide, you will be taken step by step through why God calls his sons gods in the Psalms, how the fall of Genesis is only one of three divine rebellions, the biblical origin of the pagan gods and demigods, and how the Greek gods and titans found their origin in our Bibles. This instructional DVD has never before been released and was specially produced for inclusion with this limited time collection. But that's not all. In this amazing offer, you'll also receive the Jonathan Gahn Collection, featuring three uncut, extended, and two hot-for-TV episodes on The Return of the Gods that will leave you speechless, and three additional episodes of Jonathan's best interviews with the Skywatch TV investigative team. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So be prepared to understand the gods like never before as you expose their dark agendas for you and your family. The Return of the Gods Collection. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, archaeologists say, well, this is way better. Turns out the Mayans weren't sacrificing virgin girls after all. It was young boys. Yeah, as if that is somehow better. Of course, the Maya had an amazing civilization, remarkably complex, built huge temples and elaborate palaces in the jungles of Central America and Southern Mexico before the Spanish arrived in the 1500s. But one of their practices at the city of Chichen Itza in the Yucatan Peninsula was to sacrifice children to petition the gods for rain. They would throw them into sacred sinkhole caves called cenotes. The caves served as a source of water for the Mayans were also thought to be an entrance to the netherworld. So essentially, to appease their gods, they not only killed their children, they poisoned their water supply with the decaying, rotting bodies of their children. But at least it's good to know they weren't girls, right? It was just young boys who were thrown into these holes. And at least we're not like trying to decolonize our education system by bringing back chants to these ancient Mesoamerican gods of human sacrifice, except that, oh yes, we are in the state of California. Well, just remember, all cultures are equal, and if you think that human sacrifice is bad, it's because you're a Christian bigot. No, I'm sorry. It's because some cultures are inherently evil. In fact, all of them, absent the morality and atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. But yes, we live in an age where we are so open-minded that our brains have fallen out, and we can point to the ancient Mayans and say, well, it's just their culture. It's fine. Exposing the darkness. That's what we do at Skywatch TV, and our next virtual conference is, in fact, titled Exposing the Darkness. It will go live on the web, and when I say go live, it means we release the videos for you to watch on your schedule on November 4th. That's the date that things get get busy on the web, and you can sign up between now and then. If you sign up early, you get a $10 discount. That is the early bird discount. Normally, registration $95, just $85 through October 21st. Speakers include Tom Horn, Pastor Carl Gallups, Joel Richardson, Dr. Ken Johnson, Gary Stearman, Mondo Gonzalez from Prophecy Watchers, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Josh Peck. I've got mine turned in. I think kind of just a rather interesting look at where Jesus decided to begin his ministry, why he chose the Galilee as the focus of his ministry. Much, much more. We'll have all the information for you at the website, defenderconference.com. Defenderconference.com, that's where you'll get a look at all of the speakers and sign up. And of course, you also get access to all six Skywatch Films documentaries, full feature-length documentary films in addition to all of the conference presentations. Again, a deal at $95, but take advantage of the $10 early bird discount through October 21st at defenderconference.com. Speaking of conferences, our tours of Israel are essentially rolling conferences through the Holy Land. In fact, just talked with Rabbi Zev Porat. He'll be joining us on our tour next March and sharing some ideas about what we'll be teaching and where as we go through the Holy Land. You can find out more online, get a look at the itinerary, and reserve your place on the tour, and do it quick. We're getting close to filling up a second full bus, which is about where we want to keep the tour. I mean, if we get more, that's great. We'll make room, but don't wait too long. You can find out more online and reserve your spot at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we continue our jaw-dropping discussion with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn about his new book, Return of the Gods. Who is the destroyer, and how is it that he's responsible for the number one cause of death on earth? The old gods never went away. They're still here and still influencing the world around us. You'll find our broadcast schedule posted online at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch the program right now on Roku or Apple TV. Just add the Skywatch TV app to your set-top box. If you haven't done so already, that's a good thing to do. You can also download our free mobile app. In fact, do both. That way you get all of our video content in the palm of your hand, regardless of whether you've got an iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire phone or tablet. You can also use those to watch us on the big screen using Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay to cast the video to your big screen without using a cable. Easy enough to do. And we've got links to the app stores for the app that is right for your mobile device at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.